Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm glad I did it, you know, have the experience, but it was something. It was an enjoyable trip. There were about four or five, can't remember if there were four or five, but, we decided to do the southern route first, and, get Chicago to knock it out before we on the front end of this trip, instead of ending this trip in the greater Chicago area. And that was the way to do it. But, yeah, good stuff. Other than that, the only other real scary time I've had with bridges was, luckily it was dark. And I wasn't driving, but we were coming back from Connecticut once. And we were on almost no sleep. My coworker, we were in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. I think that was what it was called, at the Whalen factory where they do the sirens and everything, getting some training. And he got news that his daughter had some a medical issue, and so he wanted to come home. So we were going on almost like no sleep, and he wanted to leave right after the class. And so now we're driving, you know, that 10-12 hour drive through the mountains in Pennsylvania. And I remember all the while we're in New York or New Jersey, upstate New Jersey, there's this big sign that says, Del Water Gap, this many miles, 5 mile. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And then we get there, and it's like this huge, another huge suspended bridge between a, you know, in a canyon or whatever. It's like, great, so you'll cross that. And then all through Pennsylvania, it's just guardrails and side of mountains. And I'm almost glad it was dark and I couldn't see, because I was just white knuckle for hours.
Wow, you've had some real experiences on bikes. Man, that's pretty cool. I never really spent that much time on the road with bikes, but my brother-in-law at the time lived out in Arizona, and he'd been shopping for Harleys. He ended up buying one from Harley-Davidson store in Ann Arbor when they were located in Ann Arbor. They've since moved to the Brighton area, but he had bought a bike, and his dream was to always run Route 66. Have you ever done that, Sean? Have you ever ever wanted to run Route 66 from Chicago up to California?